Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. We are back here live from New York. No, it's live from Chicago, Illinois. It is 10 o'clock. It's time for the Fernando Poniente Show, the part two segment of this evening. Call in 347-884-8125. We're going to be talking about the same topic that we left off the last time, so I hope you guys tune in. If you missed or if you're just listening first time right now, you can podcast my first segment, actually. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show and click on the segment called or name, what is that? Oh, yeah. Something about soccer. I don't know. But look at the date. The date should be, 7-11 from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's the first segment, part one. It'll just say part one. And this is the part two. We talked about some stuff earlier. I just want to give you a recap here. Also, you can find us on iTunes. You can, if you have any iPhone or if you have a Blackberries or your smartphones are able to download or listen to things on iTunes, you can find me there. Or iTunes, go to blogtalkradio.com and click on the iTunes logo and you should be able to download it. You know, from your smartphone devices, actually, you can type in m.blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. You should be able to listen to this show live right now. It's 10:02, and if you're not able to watch it, you can podcast it or to listen to it. Not able to listen to it, you can podcast this show, actually, tomorrow or right after the show. 5 minutes right after the show, you can download it to your own device onto your MP3 player and listen to the show. We're gonna keep going here because I don't want to run out of time. So things where we left off, we all know that God's created things through His wisdoms, and the questions that we have is the reason why Eve had to, why she had to come out from the rib of Adam, according to the wisdom of God. Again, I want to apologize right away because I know that I'm not really, good at delivering this kind of a topic, especially if, I'm not really familiar with, but, through help of God and also my determination to learn how to do this so a lot of people can benefit. And I just want to thank God for my leaders who actually guiding me, guiding me for all the things that when it comes to the Bible teaching. And those are Brother Ellie and Brother Danielle, which is the presiding minister of the Members Church of God International, is the, Brother Ellie Soriano, and the second presiding minister would be Brother Danielle Rason. So we're going to continue here. So I'm stuttering. Continue again. Many things. There's a lot of things you can find in the Bible that God's, in pertaining to God's wisdom. For example, not just the creation of Eve, okay? Not just creation of Eve. Okay, for example, if you read Genesis 1, 3 through 4, you'll read,
"And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness."
So God created what? And that particular verse is actually the light. The light. We need light. Man, right now, if we turn off this light, actually we're not going to be able to see. I'm not going to be able to show. Not going to be able to do this show. I'll be, be just like I close my eyes. There's no light. So we need light. Actually, if the sun doesn't, does not rise or in the morning or or tomorrow particularly. I mean, it'd be hard for us. It'll be hard for to do my job and to do people's other job, or to do other people's job. You know, going out there relying on the sun, or relying on the light. You know, God created that light. So, you know, that's the wisdom of God. We need that. We need that to be able to see. Mm-hmm. I need that light. I wasn't going to be bumping into each other,
yep.
You know, or talking to whatever your friends, you know, not knowing what they look like, you know, stuff like that. You know, things like that, you think of it and you kind of ponder, you know,
yep.
things and things like that. You know, so what if there's no light?
Yep.
You know, life will not function or anything like that. You know, I don't know if you guys watched the movie Pitch Black, which is one of Vin Diesel's movie that ever came out on the late 90s, I believe. You know, that's saying that, you know, there was actually a planet that there's no light, you know, or there is like a long period of time that complete darkness, so all the creatures comes out and everything like that, and you know, you don't want to be in that planet, you know, you don't want to be in that situation, or because, you know, yeah, like I said, dark creatures will come out and eat you, and eat your brain, and have you for supper, you know. So anyway, so there's many things that God created through his wisdom, you know. One of this is the, you know, creating light, just like he created Eve from Adam's rib. Because you cannot, there's no way you cannot work, you can compare God's work to anything. You know, a lot of, like, great painters out there, you know, Picasso's, anything like that, great composers, great cook, you know, great architects, engineers, anything like that. You know, they would say anything, you know, they would mention or would say something, this is my masterpiece, this is the things that I've done, or this is he or his or her masterpiece, and there's nothing like it. You know, you just can't compare God's work to anything or to anyone, because of, you know, there's wisdom behind it. You know, if you read Isaiah 40, 25-26.
To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth.
Look up high and look around and see, you know, the sky. I mean, it's just the sky. If you look at the sky, it's just like blue. You know, you don't see beyond it. You know, when you look at the blue sky, like during the day, you're actually looking at, you know, the infinite. You look at it, you know, if you look at, like, during the night, you'll see the stars. You're looking at the stars. And the scientists, you know, if you look at the certain stars, and scientists says or claims it that actually those could be a billion years light away, you know, things like that. I mean, if you created, God created anything, universe, things you look at. Look at the human brain, you know, that's incomparable. You can compare that to any robot or computers or anything, or to your Mac, to your iPod, to your iPad. To your whatever things, in the human brain, you know, the way you think, you know. I mean, I know that other animals have brains, and this evolution theory in particular is about, you know, came from monkeys and everything like that. Yeah, they do have brains, and they have, you know, somewhat in a strikingly similar brain that we have or anything like that, you know. Those are, you know, God's work. But still, the main thing is the brain. Look at the brain, how it functions. You know, how those different nerve cells connect, and how it functions, how it, like, makes your eye twinkle. It makes your heart pump. It makes your body cools down if it needs
mm-hmm.
to, you know, or warm up if it needs to,
yep.
through your brain.
Yeah.
There's wisdom behind that. If you read Romans 16:27, and only wise God can do that. That's 16:27. Romans 16:27.
To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Only one wise God. Only one. There's no other God. You know, I don't care if you other people claims are, they're so-called gods, but there is no other God that can, any wise God can do that. And look at the Bible. If you read the Bible, it says we can prove that to you in the Bible. If you have any questions like that, I know that you're listening. If you have any questions, you can go to livestream.com / Eli Soriano. That's ElisorianO. It's livestream.com. ElisorianO. That is Eli Soriano. That's my minister. This is where I got my good stuff. All right, and believe me, I cannot be able to deliver this like he can. So if you have any questions about the Bible or anything, just ask him yourself. Actually, he goes live on every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on livestream.com. You can ask him personally, and I want to put up a link on here and how you can go to livestream.com in there. Again, this livestream.com / ElisorianO. That is Eli Soriano. So, go back to the topic here, and only wise God, like I said. If you compare, you see a lot of people, especially like atheists, people like that comparing, they have man's standard to God's standard, or God's work to man's work. You cannot. There's no way. Can God create a universe, an infinite universe? No. I know that a couple months ago, I was reading an article about this Big Bang theory people, trying to create or reoccur the Big Bang that started the whole thing of this universe. They spend millions and billions. I hope no one's paying, that out of their pocket or as far as like in tax or anything like that.
Right.
I hope they're not paying that in tax,
Yeah.
Spending on this foolish device. I know they put a hype on that. That was last year, I think they put a hype on that. And the thing is huge. It's like a big, it looks like it's creepy. It's like the things you've seen in the sci-fi movies or anything like that. And supposed to like create some kind of an atom or something like that, or some particles or some thing that would click into existence. That's stupid. Think of it. Let's say hypothetically they created some kind of a cell or neutron, electron, and all that stuff in one single cell. Hypothetically, I'm just saying that. They created that. See, it existed over nothing. And it started with nothing. Yeah. Stupid! You created the big old machine created that. Where all that wires and electricity that you used to create that little stupid thing that you claim that life existed from that. I'm not scientific, and I don't think I can argue or debate with the scientific, the science, whoever behind that. But that is just, a stupid thing to claim that. That everything started just because of some accident that happened and that exploded into oblivion, and here we are. That's just nonsense. We have the Bible to go through. That's you can't compare that. And God's work created that, And again, those people actually created those and spent, those people that created that, the little Big Bang producer thing created with millions of dollars and time, even the Hubble telescope, right? It's created, throughout times, and then they just kind of, evolve from there. used to be just a little Hubble telescope, and now there's a lot of technology that's put to it. You know, I mean, God can create things like, you know, heaven and earth and water and hydrogen, you know, without any apparatus or any device that he's going to create first from other source or anything like that. He picked up the dust and bred through, you know, they created a man through his, you know, existence. That's how powerful, and there's wisdom behind that, you know. If you read Romans 16:27, we're going to keep going here. Hope you guys are following me here. I'm sorry I'm not able to open up my chat room here because of my internet connectivity here. But here, Romans 16:27.
To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Forever. Amen. Amen to that. You know? Like I said, there's some people comparing God's work to man's work, or man's standard to God's standard. You know? All things was done through wisdom of God. You're going to get that through your, you know, through your head. All things was done through wisdom of God. You know, every little creative thing that he created, butterflies, ants, little gene, little bacteria and all that
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
There's wisdom behind that. That's wisdom.
Bacteria helps
things decompose. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's like listening to Brother Elliot at one time. He mentioned something about, yeah, what if there's no bacteria that, you know, that actually, you know, because bacteria, they can decompose a lot of things like leaves, you know, just garbage, you know, everything like that. I mean, you're going to have a pile of garbage. You know, we're going to have a pile of leaves in our backyard that you cannot imagine will accumulate over time. You know, it'll be swimming in it. You know, that is just, so God created that for a reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to, like I said, why, you know, why the rib? Now we discovered, the wisdom of God through making a lot of things. You know, question again is why is this rib? Why can't be just like a thumb? Or a toe. Yeah, we can, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, that Adam already have an adult mind. So if you could, again, did we read it to Genesis 2:23? Can you read it, Genesis 2:23?
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man."
Okay, yeah, we did read that. But actually, I just want to elaborate on that. That he actually, you know, he already has a mind of an adult. You know, he knew right away. You know, he knew right away that this actually came from his, you know, flesh and bones. So he said, my flesh and bones. So there's already a sense of you know, for possessions, having, you know, this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Adam says, well, this is came from my bread, so this is mine. This woman is mine.
That's right.
You know? So what would happen if, let's say, God created Eve from a dust, you know? I don't think Adam's going to have a sense of possession saying, you know, that's mine.
Right.
You know, it's not like, you know, just dust.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of things, you know, just like us. I mean, if it's not ours, sometimes we don't take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like things that we borrow from other people. We just, you know, just like, oh, that's ours. But if you But if you you put your hard work to it, you earn that hard cash, that, you know, that money that you buy the certain things, like, you know, TV, your laptop, you will take care of it.
Yep.
You will take care of it, just like the car. I mean, you know, the valuable things that you spend your money with.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, your watches, shoes, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it comes to, like, the thing too, like your own flesh, like, let's say your son and daughters.
Yeah.
You know, you take care of them. You make sure they eat and everything like that. Other people don't, you know, don't, hey, that's not my kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my kid. I don't care. I don't care about that. I don't care about them. But if it's yours,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of that's a sense of a possession, that you have something or someone that you own is right there that you have to take care of, the kid. Helpless little kid, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a kid, and you know, I make sure that when I hear some, you know, like baby cry, that make sure it's not one of my kids.
Yeah.
You know. Others, you know, they just don't do that. They don't take care of other people's things, like possessions and everything. You know, they just, you know, inconsiderate. They don't consider things like, maybe I should take care of this. You know, things like, oh, I borrowed this from someone. Maybe I should take care of this. So when they return it, I can, you know, kind of re-borrow it again.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know, you would not take, you know, you just don't care if just someone's not came from you. You know, that's just a fact. Despite, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you adopted a child, yes, but you still, the sense of possession,
yeah.
Because when you adopt a child, is you have to go through a lot of stuff, you know,
yeah.
Especially like, you know, money, you know, like that, financially, you know, so emotion goes with it.
Yeah.
So, so that's basically it. I mean, why the rib on the thing on the topic, and it says, you know, the rib cage. Question asking is like, why a rib, you know, not toes and fingers and. You know, why is it just ribs? Some other says something about because it's close to the heart, because it's close to him. It's, oh man, that's just you know, that's nonsense. That's what Brother Ellis would say. You know, God, what was that?
If you take the finger, it will make the whole hand weak. If you take the toe, it will make the foot weak. That's why.
Yeah, thank you for that. Now, that's maybe that. Yeah, that's there you go. You know, but the Bible is this. You know, it's the rib. This is the thing of flesh, and when Eve created, it was, you know, God created Eve from Adam's rib. Adam understood that I have to take care of this, and this is something that came from me, so I have to take care of this. You know, listeners out there, I mean, this is. I mean, I wish that you guys, that you know where I'm coming from, and you know that where I'm going with this. You know, if you, and I proved that to you, this is where I'm going with this. Ephesians 5:28-29. Ephesians 5:28-29.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church.
There we go. I hope that you guys, this is pretty clear that, you know, I mean, love your wife as Christ loved the church. You know, take care of it.
Yep.
You know, love is your own.
That's right.
It's your own flesh and bones.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, the two, have become one. You know, wife and, you know, husbands and your spouse. You know.
Yep.
And that is wisdom that we can see why God, you know, created Eve from Adam's. From Adam's rib, you know. Just want to make a comment on that thing also, that, you know, to our the teaching of our minister, Brother Ellen and Brother Danielle. This is where you can see the only teaching, and I think that elaborates on that.
Yeah.
They elaborates on a relationship between the wife and the husband, actually. God willing, actually, this upcoming couples conventions next month or so, my wife and I would go through that couples conventions and renew our vows together again. And this is the only thing, like I said, the only teaching that can, you know, give you the true meaning of marriage. I mean, I remember, like, I've been in a Catholic, you know, wedding and church and all this lighting candles and spreading rice, all the ceremonies, and woman, do or something like, husband, do you take this woman as your loving wife forever and ever? I do. you know, the ceremonies and all that, and they all know that, and they'll, you know, a couple months later or some years later, they just get divorced, you know, just like a piece of paper. And sadly, a lot of people right now, actually, in this day of age, actually believe that, like, just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of paper. Oh, so what? I mean, you can even, in Vegas, you can even get married, like, in the drive-thru. It's just, you know, I mean, and they call it marriage. You know, some states here in the United States, actually, they marry both, you know, men, and they call it marriage. I don't call that marriage.
Right.
You know, I don't think God sees that as being, you know, married or anything like that. You know, but anyway, that's the thing. Go back to the verse in Ephesians 5:28-21. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. You know, again, the God's wisdom. So the topic that we're doing is like, you know, why the rib? Because God did this to show Adam to love you. It's like, hey, I don't have to tell you this, but that came from your flesh bones. Well, actually, Adam understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom right away. He understood that. It's like, this is my flesh and bones. This is my flesh and bones. God will teach us, his wisdom, and will prove it to you that, about his existence. And if you read Romans 1:19-20, Romans 19:20, and actually, because God loves us also.
Mm-hmm.
He does. You know, he wanted to prove that to you in his existence. Chapter 1, verse 19:29 in Romans.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath shewed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
There we go. So they are without excuse. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, God's grace, if you look around, I mean, if I see my kids, I see, you know, my brother in Christ, you know, the love and the suffering we go through and persecution that we go through, you know, that's, I see God's existence, you know, through my kids, through the people that are close to me, you know, and he has no equal, cannot compare anything, you know, saying that God and comparing it to, let's say, you know, those man-made gods they are out there, Zeus or anything like that. He has no equal. Like I've talked about, you know, the sky earlier. I mean, our universe is so just complex. Just complexity that you can't even imagine. Like I mentioned earlier, Hubble telescope, you know, they were able to see the farthest actually in the universe. So they claim.
That's right.
So they claim the universe actually the nearest. Here's the thing: the nearest galaxy we have is Andromeda. We're called Milky Way. Andromeda, if I'm not mistaken, that's the closest galaxy, and it will take. If you want to go there, it will take you millions of years to get there. You would have to be traveling in the speed of light, also, and we have not accomplished that. That speed of light. When we did break the speed of sound, but the speed of light is not even close to that. But people will say, oh, yeah, we're not there yet, but pretty soon we're going to be doing it. But, oh, yeah, let's just hypothetically, okay, I just wanted to, you know, hypothetical things here. Hypothetically, we just, oh, tomorrow, okay, yeah, this guy created a spacecraft, can travel in speed of light. Oh, great, that is awesome. Now let's go to the nearest galaxy. Oh, wait a minute, it's going to take you millions of years to get there. Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So God gave us limitations.
Right.
God gave us limitations, but God created those to prove to us that He exists, so He can prove His existence to us, to those who look for, seek His face, His presence. Look around you, look up, look down. That would prove it to you. Like I said, the Hubble telescope that claims, you know, they can see the farthest things. I don't know if it's every day or is it, you know, once in a while they, you know, they find new segments of galaxies, clusters. They find, you know, a lot of things. Nebula, black hole, or whatever you want to call that, you know. We have the fastest spacecraft, actually, that the fastest spacecraft, actually. There's one, actually, but it's not even come close to the speed of light. You know, if you guys want to, if you Google that on Google, actually, you know, what's the fastest spacecraft, you know, out there? It's not... It's fast, but it's not as fast as, you know, the speed of, you know, not even close to speed of light. God created all of this thing so we may realize there is a God who created everything. So God created the universe, the earth, the flowers, and the sea, birds and the bees, and the flowers and the seas, and up above, moon up above. Is that what it is? Anyway, man's work is just minuscule to compare to God's word. Romans 1:20. If you read that, or did we already read that? I think we already read that.
Would you like me to read it again?
Could you read that, please?
Okay. Verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
There he goes again. You know, like I said, we read that earlier. But my friends and family, as your listeners, all this creation should be enough, though, to prove it to you that God does exist. God, who created us, God created the heavens and earth, and all this mighty universe. Actually, it's just we'll just get burned, you know, we'll get burned down and we'll get taken down. All these mighty things you see, you know, in Judgment Day. That's what the Bible says. You know.
Yeah.
If you go back to our topic here, Adam felt that he has someone that belongs to him.
That's right.
You know, he has something that belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I got married, I mean, actually, it wasn't like really, you know, I didn't understand the marriage, but I, you know, I wanted to go through with it because I did, and I feel like there's love. in the sky. Love in the air. But, you know, it's just recently that, you know, it was revealed to me about, you know, this is, that's right. That's why I love my wife, because something that I have someone that belongs to me. And let us read on the Proverbs 18:22.
Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Okay, we got technical difficulties together. I'll read it again.
Whoso findeth.
I'm thinking you're gonna be able to go through with that.
We have some power issues coming here. That the light went off. That's why I'm laughing. Lights back on now. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor.
Okay.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord. Okay, that's the thing, it's a good thing. He has someone that belongs, you know, Adam felt that he has someone that belongs to him. That you have someone, you know, when you have someone that loves you, you know, they're there to take care of you when you're sick, when you're, you know, you need someone to be there, you know, comfort you, support.
That's right.
And that's you're going to see the wisdom of God there, that God gave you someone, so someone that can help you. You know,
that's
just like me, when it comes to, like, paperwork, my goodness, my mind just, you know, sometimes I feel overwhelmed overwhelmed with those paperwork and stuff. And now it's, you know, with my wife being good with keeping tracks on those things, that I thank God for that. Well, that's not just that, not through, you know, her work, but it's, you know, a lot of things, her presence and understanding and submissiveness and all that. So the thing is, we're going to do this, cherish your wife. Question is, what should be the feeling of man regarding his wife given by God? You know, if you believe that God gave you a wife, what should your feelings be? You know, 1 Peter 3:7.
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
Oh, there you go. Take care of your wife like, you know, like a fragile thing, like a vase that you got that you purchased from, let's say, Walmart, or it costs like $20. No, I'm sorry. It's like, a fragile thing that you're supposed to take care of. Just like, you know, I mean, when I bought my laptop, man, I was, you know, I would not just set it down, and I wouldn't even put it on the table because there's, you know, I want that chance to prevent other people or kids knocking them down because I want to take care of it. You know, in the 1 Peter 3:7, it tells you about take care of, you know, as a weaker vessel, you know, just like the weaker vessels in there. Take care of them. And that's what that God has given to you. That take care of them just like your own body. You know, we are we are so blessed with this, with our congregations, and to be able to learn this kind of teachings. You know, there's a lot of things that you can't say that they're all things are, you know, your marriage, when it comes to marriage, is all good, you know, or good all the time. Like, you know, you live in a Pleasantville. but all these are all examples. Let us read. We're going to read it on Ephesians 5:25.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
There we go. God, Christ gave himself for it. You should love your wife. I'm just not telling you because that's what I want, but that's what God wants.
That's right.
You know? Once you learn all of that, this is, you know, this is really crucial here. We're coming from a landing here. Once you learn this, this is one you should know. Matthew 10:37.
He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
There we go. God's saying that if you love your wife or your husband more than God, you know, that it's not worthy of him. Because, you know, I don't care how big the love you have for your wife or for your spouse or husband, they cannot be greater than that you love for God. You know, saying that you love your God, but, you know, prioritize it. Love God first. Because first, you know, he's the one that first loved you. Love God. Loving God, it should be greater than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Even your wife or your kids or your spouse.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Matthew 22:37-38.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind.
There you go. With all your heart, all thy mind, all your might. Love mind. Love God. I hope, like I said, just pray to God that you understood what we're trying to do here, you know, trying to teach you here. And I want to thank again for the opportunity to do this, kind of teaching you what we learned over a couple of days. And thank you. And if you guys, you know, if you have, I know that I'm, you know, I missed something, you know, I want to apologize and to my listeners and out there, if you go to livestream.com/Eli Soriano and ask my minister himself about things like this, and he should be able to fulfill, you know, or should be able to answer your questions regarding this. I'll give you the last word. We're going to a landing here.
Seek the truth. Yes, go to livestream.com/ELISORIANO and look forward to coming. It's definitely worth the drive to the Gurnee area of Illinois. It's by about 10 minutes away from Gurnee Mills, I would say, depending on traffic. And look forward to that. Middle of August, we may be having, Lord willing, a Bible exposition with Brother Eli Soriano. He's coming to the Chicago area, and that's what I have to say.
All right. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show, and I just want to insert this. We are blessed for being in this congregation because the main thing that our teacher teaches is actually to love God above all things.
That's right.
You know, love God all above all things. Love God above all things. And we are time for the landing. This is Fernando and Fernando Puniente Show. We'll see you next Sunday again, 9 or 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And to those that listened in and called in, thank you for calling in. And too bad that you didn't participate, but hey, next time, there's always next time. This is Fernando on Fernando Puniente Show.